It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Curious how to make award-winning barbecue? I turn to an expert. Ernie Miller is not only pitmaster and owner of Hog Wild Real Memphis Barbecue Catering Company, but he has competed in the Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest for 28 years, and he's placed second in shoulder three times. So what is the best cut to cook at home?
In competition, we cook the whole pork shoulder, which is about 15 to 17 pounds. At home, I normally cook a Boston butt, which is the inside half of that shoulder, or the picnic end of the shoulder, which is the shank end.
Ernie says the first step to home cooking a pork shoulder is to marinate it. He recommends marinating the pork for a minimum of 4 hours or up to overnight. In addition to a good liquid marinade, Ernie says,
the real key to great pork shoulder is rubbing the butt down or the shoulder down with a really good quality, high quality dry rub, and letting that rub sit on there as long as you can prior to putting it on the smoker. The next step of cooking the shoulder is wood. You must burn wood.
Ernie prefers hickory, but also recommends applewood and pecan.
Just remember that the raw meat takes the smoke, so you want to put more smoke on the front end than on the back end.
Also, be sure to cook the pork to an internal temperature of about 180 degrees so that it'll be easy to pull. And Ernie's finishing touch?
So when you pull your shoulder, you want to take a little bit of your dry rub and sprinkle it gently on that pulled meat and toss that meat kind of like a salad. And those spices will get on that internal meat that didn't really get the outside bark and explode and really give you full barbecue flavor all the way through.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.